It's time for the Cheap and Chad's Power Half Hour.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, Trap is over.
And now, what do we want to tell our future selves when we rewatch this recording?
I have no depth.
Yep.
My bench Tim, I consider you thin. At least three-dimensional.
At least. I broke my iPad.
Tim is capable.
Pretty happy.
It's a pleasure as always.
I see Tim. Phone in hand, phone in bag. Ooh, I don't know what that hand. And laptop in bag. Okay, I'll stop narrating, Tim.
Yeah, say thank you for that. But all right, I'm going to bed.
Yep. Kyle and I were pretty happy. We circled Jonathan Taylor pretty early on. And then for a while, we were actually.
I know, it's your beautiful face.
We were on a Jonathan Taylor, Jamar Chase plan. And we pivoted to Najee over Chase pretty late in the game.
I'll trade you Chase for Dobbs.
Sure. It's a fair trade. Yeah. And then there was another group of like five or six receivers that we really liked that were all younger guys that were like, we can get like, you know, just three or four of these. We're pretty happy with that. So I think we more or less nailed most of our guys. I know I was a little sad on not getting Bateman, but I think for the most part, we got the guys we wanted to. Yeah. So,
yeah, fairly accurate.
All right. Well, let's see how that works out for you.
Yep. Who knows?
I thought I might get McCaffrey this year, but just a little too rich.
Tim had other plans.
Then I thought I might get Aaron Jones, but the $30 tier of running backs, I didn't like beyond Aaron Jones. I didn't significantly love any of them more than like just cobbling it together. We'll see how it works out for me. I have a lot of start and sit decisions.
Oh man, we face off against Mancuso week one.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Draft was so early this year, I didn't have time to do schedule release beforehand. You will be facing off your divisional opponents.
Gotcha.
Which I believe, who did I give you guys? It's you, Joe, I think then the LaBarges. The LaBarges are in your division, so, yeah.
Yeah, you got quite a bit of depth there, Mancuso.
I do. I'll have to consolidate at some point. Hopefully they're not all worthless. I've done this before and just completely been awful, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Joe already texted me a trade off for Josh Allen. So,
nice wheeling and dealing.
Oh wait! Oh!
Joe's iPhone.
What's up, friends?
Joe.
Hey, man.
Hi.
Joe Mancuso just said he would trade you Josh Allen. So,
yes. Oof, good. That was quite the bidding war, Mancuso.
Yeah, I had so much money, man. I had to spend it.
It's true. You and I both there for a little while.
Yeah, that's surprising. I would not have expected that to be the case. And Gates having spent a lot of money, but such as it was. Looking at your team now.
What's up?
I was a little mad that you sniped Dotson on me.
You know I can't pass up a rookie receiver.
I do. All probably. Right. I if I go back, I would... I would go a couple more dollars more for Dylan. Would you have gone 20 if I'd gone 19?
I'd probably go to 20. I don't know if I would have went more than that. That would have gotten like pretty expensive relative to like other backs, but I was pretty in on AJ Dylan, obviously.
Yeah. Just because I ended up spending like $12 on Ramondre Stevenson, I probably would rather just spend 20 on AJ Dylan.
Dude, the late running backs were so expensive. Everyone just wanted more running backs.
Hey, Mike, do you need two logins now still?
Yep.
I wanted to say hi.
Hey, Kat. Hey, Kat. Yeah.
I hope Rory's doing well.
He is. He's eating right now. So I, whenever he's done, I'm probably on the changing mm-hmm. station. So
yes.
I'm staying up till then.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
But
it's good to see you. Time for a cat night. Yes. Good to see you guys.
Good night. See ya.
Bye bye.
Bye guys.
Bye Cass.
Bye.
Bye Cass.
How do you feel about the squad, Joe?
I don't know, man. Not very good, but at the same time, I got people I wanted, so I don't know. The running back room is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I need A.J. Dillon to be what I think he could be, which is as good as Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
We almost went $20 on DK.
On who?
On DK.
Yeah, DK was one of the ones on my list that I actually got. I'm all in on the Gabe Davis hype train. I was actually shocked he went for.
I was kind of surprised too. Yeah,
I don't know. Was it 17 or something?
Yeah, 17.
I had him.
I thought he would have gotten. I thought he would have gotten into the 20s.
I had him at 25. Was my supposed ceiling. If I would have stuck to it, who knows? But. So I was thrilled with him. The Higgins one, I don't know what I was doing. No idea. I never even once looked at him. So we'll
good price though.
We'll see how that plays out. Yeah, I mean, you know, good offense, good receiver. We'll see. I don't know. I just and then the Mitchell one, another one. I've been spurned by so many 49er running backs. I think I just wanted it again. So just a glutton for 49er running back punishment. But he's got a good matchup the first week, so I'll take that, I guess.
There you go. Actually, I didn't look at that.
I also, yeah. That's why I just really depends want to on his defense.
Depends on his health, too. It's, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't think he's returned to practice yet with the hamstring, but we'll see.
Mm.
To be determined.
Yeah. I had no idea it was even hurt, so there we go.
Speaking of hurt, yo, you hurt me when you bit up Jalen so much.
Jalen hurts?
Yeah, I wanted him badly, but I couldn't. With my strategy, I couldn't spend $14 on a QB, so.
Yeah, I felt that way about A.J. Dillon. Everyone just kept bidding up my hometown player I wanted, and Lazard, for that matter, although not quite as much. But, yeah, man, once I didn't get freaking Josh Allen because Mancuso decided he wanted to spend at quarterback for the first time, like, ever.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I already texted Mancuso trying to trade for him to get my bill stack in order. So, nice. I actually didn't – I was looking at – if I look at my notes, I thought about stacking the Chargers, which is why I went after Eckler, and he got too expensive. And I thought about stacking the Cowboys, and I just decided that was a bad idea. So,
yeah,
The Bills were never part of my. I looked at a bunch of teams to stack, and they were never one of them. But once I had Davis and Singletary, I was interested. But here we are. I like Hurts.
Man,
I think really the Eagles are pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I have two Eagles receivers, so.
I saw that bold strategy for a very runoff heavy team.
Yeah, I didn't plan on it. I just had it. Yeah. I liked both of them. I actually sort of surprised I got AJ Brown, but
AJ Brown was on my list. He was on there with like DK. I mean, he's a little more expensive than DK, but I like both those guys.
Yeah, I need some upside at running back to hit. My running backs are Etienne, Dobbins, Gibson, who I could very easily be benched. Who knows? Stevenson, James Cook, and Rashad Penny. Everybody's startable, but well, maybe Cook. Who knows? But not a ton of upside there right now. Hopefully,
teams
Dobbins.
Teams are pretty similar, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I could. We can talk Allen and Hurts structure. I need something else, obviously. But get there. Oh, I like getting Kittle for 10. I know he might block all year, but $10 for a tight end.
I was kind of just saying that. I don't know if he's actually going to block all year.
I mean, this is what he did most of the last
year. I do know that their O line sucks in pass protection. So Whether or not that means he's going to be blocking more or not, I don't know, but they might need him too.
He had like that good three-game run last year when he came back from injury before the fantasy playoffs that like helped me solidify. Yeah. So I guess that was in my mind as I was drafting him.
I know. Are you guys always going to go two big running backs? Was that the strategy? Yes. Or no?
Well, yeah. It was as of yesterday.
Okay.
Originally, the plan was to go Taylor and Ja'Marr Chase. But then Chaz really wanted Najee, and I was okay with that because I thought that there were enough receivers that I like that have decent upside that we could go out of receiver room. So I was like, all right, let's get two stud running backs and, you know, go after all these receivers that I had kind of targeted. And that was basically our strategy. Didn't get some of the receivers we wanted, but that was okay because we did get some that we did want. So we feel before he got here, Chaz was saying we felt pretty good overall. I think that's true. We especially liked how the end of the draft went for us too. We got a lot of guys late that we really wanted too. So overall we felt pretty good about it.
Yeah. I feel like with that strategy, it's all health related. If those two stay healthy, your team's probably going to be good.
I mean, that's fantasy football. Yep.
It is. But, like, more so than, like, Mancuso's team.
Sure.
Who's got, five running backs that are all the same, not nearly as good.
You're swinging for the fences. You know?
Yep, exactly. That's normally my strategy. This is the first year I think I'd try to not spend more than, like, 30-some bucks on anyone. So, accomplish that goal. We'll see if it's any better.
Well, listen, the year I almost did that where I went 30 and under was 2 years ago when I had a really good team. So you never know.
Work out. Yeah, it just kind of depends on who hits and whatnot.
Now we wanted one of the Denver receivers and we got Judy for 15. We wanted Bateman, didn't get him, but I wanted Elijah Moore and Nico Collins. We both really wanted Amon-Ra. So we got some of them, didn't get others. So
how do you feel about your tight end?
We're just going to churn tight ends. We don't care.
Yeah. That's what
we punted on tight end. We'll churn it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
So biggest regret of the draft?
Tyreek Hill.
Did you get him or not get him, Mike?
I got him.
Mm, yeah, that's a regret. Just kidding, Mike. I have no idea what you even paid for him.
It was a lot, probably more than an offense with a quarterback that who knows what the
39 hell though. 39. That's not.
Did they grade our draft?
Yeah. But I didn't want him. No. I didn't want him. I just didn't want him. I clicked him because my brain was in like, oh, he's worth more than that, and then. Is he? I don't know. Probably not. So
it might be.
He might be, but I don't want him. So I would much rather add someone else around that same price range.
Yeah.
Like I think Keenan Allen went right after. And I was like, God damn it, I wish I had Keenan Allen more than Tyreek Hill right now. But
I got Keenan Allen.
Mancuso, what did you get Jalen Waddle for? 18?
Yeah, that was a good price for him.
If I had known Jalen Waddle was gonna go for 18, I would have put him back on my board. I thought he would have gone in the high 20s.
Me too. I didn't have him on my list.
That was maybe the one regret I had was like, damn, Jalen Waddle for $18. Shit. I wish I had gone for 19 or 20. I don't know how much money we had at that time, but that was one where I was like, yeah, that would have been nice to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I might have gotten one or two more. I'm not sure who else. It depends who else on the board there.
I mean, you also had money to throw around all drafts.
I was just tracking. Like, I was like, I know I have to go high depth at this point because I got to a point where I, you know, had to decide. I'm like, do I really want to go on like going on all in on Connor or, you know, all those mid 30 guys? Swift was 50, but he'd been in the 40s. I just couldn't pull the trigger on it. I figured, you know, getting two of the Dobbins and another running back might have been better. I don't know. I could be wrong, though. So my biggest regret is not going any more on A.J. Dillon. If I could have got him for 20 or 21, I would trade Stevenson at 12 and James Cook at 5 or 6 and Penny at 5 or 6. One of them is 5, one of them is 6. Yeah. I would trade those three for Dylan and $2 guys that I'll just drop if I could have. I knew it maybe at the time, but it was just so early in the draft. So I kind of regret nominating him there. I thought maybe I would just nominate him there and see, you know, while I have money. Yeah. Because I rarely do that. And I was like, I know it's going to be a bidding war. The Coop and I have even talked about it. And I was like, I'll just find out and then I can spend my money elsewhere. But then I didn't really spend it elsewhere. So it did not work out for me.
Yeah, I was going to nominate him soonish, Joe. So,
okay. So, there you go.
Don't you feel bad about that? Yeah. I had the same thought process you did. Like, I know he's going to go for more than what his value is. And it would have changed my thought process with running back. So,
Coop, J-Bone, and Mike, you guys are being quiet. Let's go. Thoughts, observations, regrets.
I was just sighing.
I mean, could be regrets about life in general too. I mean, this is an open forum.
So I typically spend like 50 plus on two guys. Like, I get a big running back, I get a big receiver, and then I just try and go cheap on everything else and fill in. So I try to do something different this year and pretty much followed my plan pretty well. But I don't know how I feel about it. I think
I like your squad.
It's not bad.
I like your team.
So I was targeting Chubb. I wanted to try and get like two running backs for $30 ish each.
If you're targeting Chubbs, I know some places you can go to do that.
All right. And so I was also thinking Saquon, because he was only listed at like $33. So one, my mistake, I didn't factor in Gates. Saquon is definitely a Gates guy, and he got him. But I drafted Mixon at 43, which is a little more than I was planning to spend. But then I was like, okay, mental note, let's see how much Saquon goes for. And he went for 38. So I felt pretty good about getting Mixon for like $5 more.
I thought you got pretty good value on Chubb personally.
Yeah, I like Chubb. Yes, that's
I was surprised.
One.
Yeah.
That's another one where if I go back, I would have spent more, but you probably would have also spent more.
Yeah, my receivers, I think, would be really good like 2 years ago. So I'm hoping Evans and Allen don't break.
Yeah.
Same with Allen Robinson.
That's worked for me in the past, for what it's worth. So
yeah. So then when I got Chubb, though, I was like, all right, I want to get Kareem Hunt as well. And I kind of spent he was only $7, but I kind of got bit up by Gates and got him. So then I really didn't have much left for my bench. So it feels a little thin, but I typically like drop and go to the waiver wire for my entire bench anyway throughout the season. So maybe it'll be okay. Good luck with the Gibson experience. I went through that with him last year, and it was the worst.
Yeah,
just I the flat out. It was actually probably the worst pick I've ever had in fantasy football, because I think I took it was in a snake draft, and I think I might have taken him in the second round.
Yeah, that feels right. That's where he was going last year.
That's where he was going, and he wasn't startable.
Yeah, I mean, he's already splitting first-team work with Robinson because he fumbled again.
Yeah, he was catching punts, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of negative reports on him. His pre-draft value went from, like, high 20s to 12, like last week.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I had $10, it's worth the price roll, but –
I had to talk Chaz down from that one on his bidding.
Yeah, I expect to get nothing from him. I expect to not. I already moved him out of my starting lineup for week one. Probably won't unless something changes significantly. McKissick's presence there. So, like, he was a part-time receiver, but he doesn't catch the passes because McKissick's there. So he does profile as, like, oh, man, this guy's going to be, like, the worst, like, the Amir Abdullah of fantasy, where it's – you know, he gets carries from like the 20 to the 20, but comes off the field in the red zone in the 2 minute drill. Totally not a guy I would take. But I saw like Sanders like and a few other guys, and they're going to get updated. They're going to get bit up. I've had a feeling. So I figured $10. Don't love it.
Yeah.
It's amazing how far his stock has fallen from like the shine that he had last year.
Seriously.
Yeah. Actually, I'll say.
Who's still in the league?
Abdullah? I think he is.
Yeah, he's the reason. He's the reason Drake got cut because he took over the passer.
Right, the Raiders.
Right, he's on the Raiders. Raider up. Wow, didn't know he was still around.
Yes, I'll go. I'm actually pretty happy with how this went overall. I don't have a lot of big regrets. My strategy this year was to lean pretty heavily into like budgeting each position and adhering to that. And the challenge with that strategy is that there's a lot of wild cards in this league in terms of what people actually go for relative to average auction values. So trying to look up that doesn't only really get you so far because you kind of have to see what happens. So my plan was always to get about like a $55 running back and originally a $35 running back. So Dalvin Cook's my gamble. The health is going to be an issue probably, but if he stays healthy, he has the potential. And then my wide receiver strategy was either going to be getting like $45 guy and then getting like $15 to $20 guy and a $10 guy, or go like a couple $30 guys. Felt like Davante Adams was a pretty good value at 46. I wasn't planning on getting him specifically, but that kind of, so I was like, all right, I'm going to go that route. And then I got Cook. I actually wanted Saquon a lot as my second running back, or DeAndre Swift. They just both went a little higher than I wanted to go. And then I had to kind of pivot once I decided to go for Pittman. Pittman went for exactly what I expected him to go for, and I loved him and wanted him. So then I kind of realized, okay, well, I guess I'm going to be going wide receiver heavy instead. So obviously I loaded up. Sutton was a guy I wanted. He also went for about exactly what I thought he would. Kind of slotted that into my flex spot, budgeted that. So then I realized I was going to go kind of running back two by committee. So Sanders for 10 is not terrible. I like getting the Miami backfield for collectively $10. I think that'll shake out somehow. I love Dalton Schultz for 7. I wanted Jalen Hurts or like a running quarterback. They all went a little too rich for my blood because my budget was calling for like $5 to $7 for a QB. So I just was like, all right, I'll stick with like a Burrow or a Prescott. So Burrow's fine. So yeah, we'll see. I like my receivers. I hope Dalvin Cook stays healthy. I like Tony Pollard a lot. Hopefully I get some second running back that's reliable to kind of come out of that mess. But I feel like there's decent depth. So I can't complain. I think it went pretty well.
Nice. I do. Yeah, the Miami backfield. I didn't realize you had both of them. That's a solid get. See, I didn't realize Sanders only went for 10. I expected him to get bit up more. And I guess I already had two Eagles receivers. I'd rather have Sanders than Gibson among former highly touted running back prospects.
That's sort of how I felt. I also kind of felt the pressure to get like a second running back who actually was a somewhat reasonable RB2, which debatable whether Sanders is, but we'll see.
I love Adams. That's good value for him. He's gonna be so good still.
I thought so.
Yeah, man, he's unreal. I mean Rodgers is awesome, but
yeah,
he's so good.
I'm kind of banking a little bit on the college connection. Maybe I'm biased because of what Burrow and Chase did and everything, but I know he and Derek Carr are buddies, so we'll see.
I still get a bunch of Davante Adams tweets because I guess I used to, I don't know, click on them or something, and he's just been shredding everyone in the preseason. Well, I guess training camp, he doesn't play in the games, but so I think he's still going to be really good. I think Carr's more than serviceable. So,
Yeah. If I wasn't trying to keep my highest player lower, he was the one of the ones I would have bid on just because of the price. I thought below 50 is pretty good for him.
Yeah,
that's a nice get. I'm looking at my team here. I did not realize James Cook was Dalvin Cook's brother, unless ESPN's lying to me.
No, that's true. I think, at least, I'm pretty sure.
That's right. Yeah, Mike.
What's up?
How you feeling?
Feeling fine.
Mm-hmm.
I give myself a B minus.
B minus.
Yeah.
Give me a high low.
I like I both like and kind of dislike Derrick Henry. Just the injury concern worries me a little bit, but if he stays healthy, I'm really happy with 49 for him. Don't love Debo. Don't know why I bid for him. Honestly, no idea.
I love those players.
It was early in the draft.
I was going to say,
I thought wide receivers were like going for higher. So it was like my early draft barometer was off. And I was just like, oh, that's good value for Debo. And then I clicked and I have him. So kind of the same thing with Tyreek. I like Mike Williams. I think I got him for like 20.
26. Yeah.
I like Hawk. I actually don't mind CEH for a flex. Fine with me. Gonna try Russ again. It's kind of it's a redemption year. Johnny ribbed me a little bit. Robert Woods, James Robinson, Russell. A little redemption.
All from our team last year.
Hopefully they
all got hurt last year.
They all got hurt last year, so I'm hoping this is their redemption year.
Well, we do have draft grades.
Mine's terrible.
These are awful. Where are they?
They're on the homepage. If you go to the league page, I'm not sure if you can get them to them on the app or not.
I'm sure our grade is low because we have no receivers.
It's last
time. Reaching the one spot. Yeah.
Oh, they gave me second? Jesus.
Well, I already moved down from 8 to 9.
Wow. Yep. Already, Coop. Be careful.
Yeah. I don't understand. That happened.
All right. I'll take the low grade.
Did you drop a player? Mine was really low after the draft last year too. That makes you feel better.
Mine was low 2 years ago. Mine was low 2 years ago too.
Yeah, I disagree with the number one grade for them right now. I don't even know how they're getting that, to be honest.
Did Rachel go two tight ends again?
I didn't look at her team.
I don't hate her team. It's fine.
I don't hate her team, but there's no wide receiver three at this point, unless you're trusting Garrett Wilson. You got Breece Hall as the flex, which is good, but that's a lot of Jets then. I guess she could start a different receiver. Zeke, Fournette. It's very, very unsexy, but Michael Thomas.
Yeah, I guess it depends how much you trust Zeke and Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. And like Fournette was a guy where I was like, I should have gotten Fournette. Like that should have been the guy I got when I had all that money and no running backs other than Etienne. But I didn't see a lot on him. I never dove into it because I really wasn't on my list. But I saw that he was like super fat coming to camp.
I saw that.
And I was like, I don't need it. And we just talked about Fat Lacy, and I was like, I don't do it, Joe.
Don't do it, Joe.
Be wary of the fat running back. I tell you, be wary.
Yeah.
I had blacked out or blocked out how bad that pick was.
Yeah, you sold the one seed that year. It's amazing that you had the one seed after spending the most money on a running back and him being that bad.
I remember overcoming, but I forgot how bad he was.
How did I feel about having Josh Jacobs?
Yeah, but I mean, that value for him is so good.
Yeah.
I mean $7.
Could be the RB1.
I mean, even if he's like,
you know.
Is there like a rookie that's supposed to be better than him? Like, I'm not familiar with the Raiders back
then.
No. There was Amir White. There's a rookie from somewhere. Coop, remind me if you can.
Is it just Abdullah and
Georgia?
Georgia,
yeah. That's right. So they have fourth round running back and they have Abdullah. He's not gonna catch passes. He's just, you know, he's like Michael Turner, man. He's like, you know, gonna get you like 10 to 12 points a game, except you spent not much money on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very average.
But he gets
recognized and it was cheap. And I was like, okay.
He gets goal line carries.
Yeah.
It's not much, it's almost like a flyer, Mike. It's you didn't pay 20, 30 bucks on him. You just paid,
yeah.
So it's if
yeah,
if you have to drop him, if you have to drop him, it's no big deal. Yeah.
I did zero research on him and I was just like, that feels cheap for him. I'm gonna throw a bin in there and then it ended up working. So I was like, all right, whatever.
Honestly, yeah, I think the hate has gone too far on CEH. I think he'll be well worth $13, especially how the if he would left him on the board. So I don't know who nominated him early, but if he had stayed on the board till the end, people would have also went for, you know, 13 to 15, considering that everyone wanted a running back in the last set of the draft.
I was worried. I really wanted Pierce from Houston. I was worried about him getting bit up, kind of like Harris and Stevenson and Mitchell did. So I was girding the loins for that to go into $10 territory.
Cat made the mistake. I don't know who threw Harris out. I'll go find the nominations later.
Harris and Stevenson went after that.
Yeah, they went after that. They went after that.
So
sure.
I was kind of glad what I got Pierce for when I saw what Harris and Stevenson were going for. I was like, phew.
Yeah.
Nine, which I felt much better about than, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, when I reached the point in the draft where I realized, okay, I got Sanders my second, I've got enough money that I'm going to try to draft like two backs to like of a backfield. Originally, I was thinking about doing Harris and Stevenson, figuring that collectively they might be like, I don't know. I figured maybe 10, 12, 13 bucks. I was wrong.
Yeah. Ivan saw what was happening. I went into the Harris pick thinking that like 12 would be rich for him, but I would pay it and I would even go up to 14 and then try to get Stevenson for 10. So I had like $24 to spend. And then I go down for my last three or four picks would have been dollar bids.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
And I was like, okay. And then Kat just was going crazy. And my last couple, it was so clear that she was going. So sorry, Kat. But the last couple, I was just like, you know what? I'm just frustrated and going to try to get Harris because I like him so much. But then actually kind of, I think Stevenson might be more likely to get pass catching work. So maybe that'll work out for me. I don't know. Because James White and Bolden are gone. But they do have Ty Montgomery.
That's not the Ty Montgomery, man. And they drafted Pierre Strong in the fourth.
His reports on him are pretty rough and Patriots running backs and stuff. I could see it just going Stevenson and Harris would be smart. But yeah, if Ty Montgomery is a factor, we both overspent and only one of them will be playable. Yep. And it'll probably be Harris. So I don't know. I mean, at that point, you got to spend money on something. That's why you spent it earlier.
Right.
Oh.
I guess I'm going to bed.
See who's going? Who's going?
Hi, Johnny.
Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
Bye.
Let's see. That
segment of the draft was when I was most on eggshells. Just based on all these guys, all of you had money left. I wanted some of these guys that I thought you all wanted to. And so I was just kind of like, yeah, I don't know how this is going to go, but. It worked out. I thought it worked out okay for what we wanted, at least.
Yeah. So who do you guys think has the best team right now?
Oh, man.
I have no idea.
I mean, I expected everybody. I top to bottom, I kind of like Weans' team.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah, like he said, as long as his receivers don't break down or are kind of what they are, yeah, his team should be very good.
Was you talking about Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah, find him. I haven't clicked on all of them.
I'm looking too. I'm actively looking at all the rosters right now.
Actually, remember to save the nomination order this time. Thank God. I always have to recreate that on my own the next day.
It's just very hard to, you know, if you're going to spend a lot of money on guys, it's just very hard to have a team that looks, that has a lot of depth, at least when you come out of the draft, you know, it's.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are teams that are top heavy that look like they have a lot of draft or a lot of depth. You guys have more depth, but you know, not as top heavy. So it's like, which one do you prefer?
I think Johnny's biggest question mark is Stafford.
Could be
the smoke and mirrors of his shoulder? Is it you know, overblown and he's 100%. Otherwise, he doesn't have another quarterback. I know you can stream some, but, you know, I think that'll be big for him.
Yeah.
Because I like the rest of his team a lot. It's got a like.
I like Tim's team actually.
Yeah, I was just gonna say Tim yeah, did a nice job there. I like Tim's team.
Yeah, I clicked on his right away. I'm like, that's pretty good for Broski.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Gates drafted his best team of the auction era.
Tim did send a message into the chat here. Post draft self analysis. Decided earlier today I was just going to get McCaffrey no matter what and see what happens. Wish I had gone one more bid on Henry and Chase and Diggs. Need Godwin and Claypool to show up for me or I'm dead as a doornail, Smalls.
Yeah, his team's so top heavy.
Yeah, his because
well, that's what Tim's teams usually are, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, out for how long?
I was gonna say they actually have a projection for him. Is he actually gonna play week one? That would
Who's that?
Godwin?
I don't think so.
No, maybe. I don't think so either.
I think it's going to be like week 3 or 4 or something.
So then he's starting Claypool and...
I haven't seen anything, by the way, on that. It just seemed like... Yeah. I don't think he's in like playing like 11 on 11 yet.
Broski's probably got to hunt the waiver wire for a week 1 starter. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah,
and I'm sure he'll be very active.
Yeah,
most likely
pretty strong team for Gates. I don't love James Conner, but I know it's going to be
good. I just don't like James Conner and Barkley in general, so I can't get them.
Yeah, I don't like them, but I'm sure they're going to be good. I remember last year midseason when his team was unbeatable and he had some players like that.
That's true.
Yeah. I actually like drafted.
I think it's a solid team, though. A lot of depth.
Amari Cooper is going to be horrible until they get a quarterback there.
Yep.
So we'll be back in 2 seconds.
Cordell Patterson, I don't know.
Christian
I don't
Kirk
know.
Will be fine, I think.
Yeah, Christian Kirk probably slides in and starts. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he was pretty good last year. He's serviceable.
Yeah, I kind of like his.
Stop playing now that he got a contract. But...
It's not a terrible team by any means. It's fine.
No, it's not the worst draft I've ever seen.
It'll be, I think it'll be, you know, obviously the Arizona matchup for who they play will be big, right? I mean, when you got your number one running back and quarterback, same team, it's, you know, so if they get good matchups, I mean, those guys could pile on some points pretty quickly. Oh, he has Dak, too. Gates always with the double quarterback.
Double quarterbacks, yeah.
Yeah, who haven't I clicked on? I haven't clicked on Riley yet. Okay, you can go to Gelch.
I was going to say Gelch. I haven't really looked at his team much. I don't know if I like it.
He has Aaron Rodgers, which is – that's no bueno.
Javonte for 41. Is he worth 41? I don't really know anything about him.
Don't know.
Could be.
Let's just say I feel like with Javonte Williams, that's the price you're paying for what people are projecting him to be. So he's kind of got to live up to that price.
So like, what's another running back that went for more than Saquon, went for more than James Conner, went for more than way more than Zeke, way more than Leonard Fournette, way more. I mean, it feels like a lot for a relatively underrated guy, but.
Gelch correctly identified Javonte on the predictions pod the other night as a guy that I liked. But in the moment, I thought, just like you said, Heine, like he got up to the $40 range, and I'm like, I'm paying for his ceiling, which he won't necessarily approach depending on how you actually do the split. So I just I couldn't keep going. I like him. I like what he could be. And next year I think he might actually be that guy. But I couldn't pay that much for him this year.
Agree. And I had a lot of money at the time. I kind of pulled off. I would have got him in the mid-30s. I didn't love it because I think Gordon's going to be more involved there still.
Yeah.
Like you said, I think everybody would have been paying for his ceiling. But the upside swing is fun. Feels fun on the second-year guy that's, you know, obviously talented. But, like, would I think that's not one where I would regret and be like, I'd rather have Javonte Williams for 41 than like Etienne plus, and I don't even like Etienne that much, plus, you know, Dobbins for 36 combined. Like, I would rather do that and spend more receiver. That's just me.
He's kind of like us with his receiver. He has Jefferson, but like after that, his receivers, he's going to be kind of like our team where he's just kind of going to be mishmashing guys that hopefully hit.
Yeah, I don't like his receivers. I don't believe in the Giants as a football organization.
Do not exist.
Hunter Renfro is that's a lot of mouths to feed in that offense. I can't imagine he's as nearly as good as he was last year.
Yeah, he was so good for us on that PPR.
He was great.
We did. I know. He like kept us afloat, but yeah.
So I just feel like his and I like don't like any of his bench receivers. That's just me personally.
Pickens is a nice swing. I like Pickens there.
I assume he's dropping him, but maybe not. I don't know.
No way. He's dropping Carr. He said he's dropping Carr. Gainwell's a good swing at upside. He might play pure pass catching work if he can distance himself from Boston Scott. So I thought Scott looked better in the preseason than Gainwell did.
He did. Yeah, Gainwell wasn't really looking. He wasn't gaining very well.
I like your team overall. I do like your team overall. You know, again, Dalvin Cook staying healthy and all that jazz. But very solid though. I like it.
Yeah, it was a swing from last year where I was starved for receivers all year. That hopefully shouldn't be a problem this year. I'll have the opposite problem.
Yeah, I do like Sutton and Pittman. Pittman were two guys I had circled.
Yeah. Sutton was the one I was texting Mike. He wanted Sutton too. And I was like, I wanted one of the Denver receivers.
Yeah.
I figured they both go in the 15 to 20 range. I was okay paying up to 20 for either of the two. I kind of mildly prefer Sutton, but we'll see.
I mildly preferred Sutton. Chaz mildly preferred Judy. Yeah. So I was okay with getting one. And when Judy was just sitting there at 15, we were like, all right, we got our Denver receiver. Like, I was okay with that.
Yeah,
I will say Chaz made the call on going one more dollar on Najee. I was ready to pull out at that point.
Nice.
As Chaz told me to hit the button, and I hit the button.
Chaz was in heat.
That's why Chaz has kids and you don't.
Other areas where I pushed Dameon Pierce. I wanted Dameon Pierce a lot. There was a reaction after that of, oh, Chaz is in charge. No, that one was me. Amon-Ra, we both kind of wanted him. So Trey Lance for 6, we were prepared to drop out if somebody went 7, but nobody did.
I was close.
I know. I figured you were. Nico Collins was me. I wanted Nico Collins. Chaz wanted Gallup. Whatever. I wanted Pacheco. Dobbs was kind of him. We accidentally nominated him and got him for $1. We were okay with that. Walker was kind of me pushing the envelope on that one. We kind of wanted both Seattle running backs.
Yeah.
We preferred Walker, just the potential upside long term. I know he's hurt right now, but we just like the upside of him maybe taking that job once Penny inevitably also gets hurt. So that was it was a little bit of give and take. Chaz really wanted the Bills defense, but somebody went for $4 on them, I think.
Cat.
So once they went for $4, we dropped out. I wanted Elijah Moore. That was also me pushing that one. But yeah, it was a mix of kind of each of our. He wanted Naheem Hines at the end as well as insurance for Taylor. I was okay with that. It was a mixture of both of us. It worked well in the end, I thought.
Yeah, sounds like you guys had a nice squad with it. If I hadn't gone. I had just like literally before whoever nominated Bateman, I literally said to myself, looking at my money situation, like I'm going to spend as much as it takes for either Bateman or Moore, and whoever comes first, pretty much. But I had a slight preference to Bateman.
Well, that was kind of the swing for us. It was like, if we were going to get Bateman, I was probably going to throw Moore back. You know, I really wanted Bateman too, but once we didn't get him, I really think Elijah Moore was next nominated, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was like right after it.
It was right after that. So I was like, well, I said, here's my other guy. So
you went up so high in Bateman. I had to save some money for a Patriots running back. And
yeah.
I wanted to get a little bit more depth to consolidate later. I don't know. So it's a good bet, good get though. Maybe I would rather Moore than
always, Stevenson. Always fun to be invested in the Jets passing game. Always,
yes.
Always a good thing.
That's how I feel about DK. Oh my, can't believe I'm going to be riding Geno
Smith. Well, listen.
That's
listen,
true lock, man. And true lock, listen, is true lock the starter.
Carroll hasn't named the starter yet, but if it is Geno, all Geno did in his starts last year was look at DK, like for almost every target. So
really?
If it's Geno Smith, it's not going to be as bad as you think, probably. If it's not, who the hell knows? But
all right.
Smith well, targeted I'll take some DK. Solace
with that then.
You know, Smith targeted DK heavily. In the
game. I mean, if I was a mediocre quarterback, I'd just throw it to him a lot. He's really fucking big and good. So.
Which is what Russell Wilson should have done. But,
yeah. Agreed.
I thought, I think Riley did okay.
Yeah, like I was just looking at his.
Do we know if Kamara's going to get suspended or not?
It seems like no.
Most likely no.
Yeah. But
it seemed like yes for a little bit. Now it's
his hearings keep getting pushed back or something like that. Or like he doesn't have a hearing until October.
Yeah.
Nothing might get resolved at that point. So he might be able to play the entire year without.
That's true. That's pretty good. Yeah, pretty solid team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah, his starting squad, he has no depth, but his starting squad is solid.
Right, because he
– very Tim-esque team.
He went all in on Brandon Cooks and peaced out after that.
Yeah, I wonder if we need to just start carving out, like, a Sunday or something and so we can do it during the day because it seems like people are so tired. Like, I normally stay up till, like, 11 to midnight, so, like, I'm not that tired right now. But and also, I feel like I can, like, I don't have a newborn.
Well, with all your kids, is everybody going to be able to set aside a Sunday afternoon without upsetting your significant others?
I don't know. I just wonder. I'm just throwing that out there. People who are like,
it'd be tough for like Cat and Jazz. I mean, I guess they could just kids, but
yeah, I don't know. I was just tossing out there. Just
like send the kids to their parents or to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise the snipping other can take a couple hours out of the day. I don't know. It seems like it's a work the next day. People are tired. I get it. I was gonna say I don't have a newborn, but I kind of do have one still. So, 5 month old.
Yeah, no. Afternoon draft could be like a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon. Might be the way to do it in the future. But it's just all about availability, you know. People can just pull great.
Yeah, just until people are sleeping through the night again. Just a thought. I'm trying to think who else, whose teams we didn't talk about. Whose team have I not looked at yet? Did we talk about Cats? I don't know.
I think we did a little bit, didn't we? Or no? No, we didn't talk about it in full, no.
I was during the prediction podcast, I was very confident Cat was going to draft Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I even topped her off by like I bid one more because I would have taken him for 21 over his value just to see how badly she wanted him. Mm-hmm. And there she came. I don't know if Chaz tipped her off or not too, but she was there. That was the one on the prediction podcast that I really loved. And that's good value too. I like the draft pick.
I feel like you can always just look at who was good last year, and Kat's gonna have a lot of those players.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't like the toughest prediction in the world. Jamar Herbert, Chase.
No, I wasn't calling you out for that. I don't think Hollywood Brown was that great last year. I meant more like you look at Eckler and Chase. You know, Herbert obviously blew up last year. Harris was, you know, good for what his value was. So
the you double need Harris to be what he was last year.
I like Thielen at $10. That's okay.
Who's she going to start in her flex? There's no way she's starting Gesicki.
That's a good question. Oof,
yeah, that's going to get the draft. That's going to get dicey. Ugly.
Yeah.
In other words, she's probably going to turn the bench. And the problem with Harris last year is like early in the year, if they were actually through most of the year, like if they were playing a really good run defense, like I benched him, like he was useless. Like if they played the Bucks, like he was an easy bench because he doesn't catch passes. So like you need to have like depth. Like he needs to be like your like running back 2A, running back 2B, unless he's going to start catching passes. Like there are some blurbs that said he might, though I think Stevenson's slightly more likely. But
yeah, she doesn't have. I can't even know who her third running back is. I guess it's Spiller, who's like not even the backup there, supposedly. I think from what I've been blurbing.
If Eckler gets hurt though, it'll be Spiller because he's a pass catcher, like more along the side. Oh, I
forgot you had Eckler. So yeah, that's just a handcuff.
Yeah, but Eckler is like quoted as saying that he wants to get less touches. So if he stays healthy, that's not great for either one of them.
Yeah, she's a running back injury away from being dead.
The Herbert Eckler stack is fun though. Like to get a passing touchdown to your running back.
Oh, I wanted Eckler for that reason, and then I was going to get Herbert and probably Allen, but Eckler just got too rich for my blood.
Yeah, I thought Eckler might be one of those guys where he's just been around for a while that, you know, we all had kind of forgotten he was good, or at least I did last year. Like I knew he was good, but like I forgot he was amazing last year.
I was hoping people were reading the touchdown regression blurbs, but I guess not enough of them.
Yeah, I thought he might have gone a little lower. Like, I wasn't touching him at that price, personally.
No, I was hoping to get him, like, low mid-50s, maybe.
Yeah, I thought he was going to go – I thought he was going to go, like, 51, 52.
Yeah,
I was surprised when he went that.
I would have happily drafted that. I would have gone 55 for him and had him again.
Like, at 59, I'd much rather Taylor at 59 than Eckler, not that you know have that choice at the time. You know, Taylor went first, I think.
What Eckler go for? I don't even remember.
59.
I will say Taylor going for 59, I think, emboldened us to go for Najee a little more.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally
see that. We were kind of budgeting 63, 64.
Yeah, Eckler, that makes sense.
That's what I figured. I think I said it during the draft. Like, you guys had to be thrilled for that. Eckler actually went before Thomas or Taylor, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. They both went 59.
Was that the most? No, McCaffrey was 64.
McCaffrey was, yes.
Yep.
And what was the priciest receiver? Had to be Kupp, right?
Yeah, it was Kupp. Yeah. Record 50. He also went 59.
Is that a record for receiver?
Yeah, I think the highest was 57 when Michael Thomas coming off his big year. I think Antonio Brown might have 57 once too, but we never went above 57 for a receiver.
Hmm.
Only one $60 player, that's down from previous years, but kind of expected though too. Like I didn't think there was a lot of running backs that were worth 60 this year. I'm surprised Taylor did not go for 60 at least.
Yeah, me too.
I guess I could probably label that as regret. I was so focused on McCaffrey that I was thinking.
McCaffrey go first or second? I forget.
McCaffrey went. He was the fourth player.
He went before Taylor in the nomination.
Yeah. So Kamara went second. Yeah. So when Etienne, Kamara, somebody, and then McCaffrey, and then Eckler.
Was ETN a target of yours, Joe, or just
no? I actually thought it was gonna be like an absurd bidding war for him because
I thought so too because of all the preseason hype. Yeah,
and I mean honestly, I make fun of it when it happens to other people. I got like, oh, we're stopping bidding at 17. Okay, I guess I was wrong. Here we go. But in hindsight,
I love him for the price.
In hindsight, at 17, with how like Damian Harris went for 17. You know, that was obviously a bidding war, yeah. But you know, like with all the late running back bid ups, like it looks a lot better at 17. So even if he's
totally worthless, it totally does. Yeah. No, totally.
Like, would you trade him for AJ Dillon?
I'd think about it.
Yeah. Probably. I don't think though. I would. But it's close though. That's why I asked.
It's right there. Dillon was horrendously mispriced. We talked about it on the prediction pod. Dillon at $4 and Jones at 38 was ridiculous. Like Dillon should have been like, the prices should have been like right around what they went for. Like, I think Jones was fairly priced, to be honest. Like, he's got upside at 38 or 39 or whatever he went for. And Dillon at four was just so stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think I had 15 in my thing, and And then I ended up going obviously a few over, but
that's where I had him too, 15.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just think that their offense is going to be so running back centric. So we'll see. And he's,
I had him at 17 because I knew Coop, and I texted Coop a couple weeks ago. And I was like, I know we're gonna do this. And I figured you'd be involved too, Joe. So
yeah. Don't know. I have no idea how I feel about Lazard. No idea.
Did you get him?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. I know he.
I was sucked into his like 9 touchdowns last year. I think he had 8. And I'm like, he lost whatever 13 or whatever Devontae had. I was like, and he hates rookie receivers. You've probably heard it all. Yeah, I mean, Rodgers just.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's why he's got, right? And like Rodgers is still good. So I'm like, I think he's going to have a good year. We'll see. I mean, 11's, you know, I had him at like 8, I think, in my 8 or 9. So only a couple bucks over. But I just feel like the number one receiver for Aaron Rodgers is usually a pretty good fantasy player. We'll see.
Yeah, no,
we'll see.
Old man Randall Cobb is still there, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Cobbie in the slot.
He's just there to hang out with Aaron, though. I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, he's just to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just, yeah, that was just, hey, I want my buddy to get a couple extra mil. I gave it to him. So I am anticipating the monster Sammy Watkins week one and then nothing the rest of the year.
So, Sammy Watkins, I forgot about that.
So get him in your week one DFS lineups. There's your free nugget from me for the night.
I had you on, in the prediction pod, Joe, I had you on Drake London, but he went. Riley apparently knows who Drake London is in 14. It's not terrible. I mean, he's going to be a wide receiver one, you know, depending on how targets go between him and Pitts.
Yeah, I think he went after like Davis and Metcalf, but maybe not actually. I don't remember.
He went pretty early. He was the 35th player drafted. Let's see.
Oh, no, then he was probably before that.
Yeah, he was Davis went right after him.
Okay,
he went right after Higgins, so you were probably still recovering from that one.
I think I was. I didn't even know why I drafted him, so I probably wasn't going to bid on whoever was next or something.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at Higgins at all. It just seems like you're not mad you drafted T. Higgins, but you're not like super excited about it either.
No. No, I mean, like I said, it's fine. I don't.
Yeah, I was going to draft him at 30. I've had him. I was the one bidding up with you at 34. I think I saw. I was clearly. Thought he was a decent value at that price.
Yeah.
And Pittman went the pick after I drafted. I was trying to decide between AJ Brown and Pittman at the time.
I like both of those guys.
I got sniped on Terry again. I thought he might go undervalued, but then I forgot Riley's a Skins fan or Commanders fan. Commanders. Oh man, I even have a Commander on my team. Feels so weird to say.
Oh, I do too.
Out of the prediction pod that came true.
I wish I remembered everyone's prediction. I know Gelch hit on a couple calling his shots because we structured it where he gave a bunch of over unders, so we had like a huge over under segment, and then we like, you know, predicted somebody for every team.
People stole mine literally at the last second. I was like, Michael Thomas is a Mike guy, and literally. Stole him away from you.
Yeah.
Wait, who has Michael Thomas?
Rachel.
For 14. Feels right.
Yeah, it feels, yeah. Yeah. They could work out great.
Could go really well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Chaz would potentially in on Thomas, but.
Are we doing the Rumble week one? Like, is that a thing still?
Yeah, the Johnny Jamboree / Milton Maelstrom. Jamberstrom. Yeah.
So that's division, right?
Division. So top two from your division. So it's cool, you, with? You, Chino, and the LaBarges.
Yeah, I knew I'm rivaling you guys. I'm pretty pissed about it, but I hate you guys.
I know you do.
It's a good rival. Some juice there already.
I think who is it? My, or you said
the LaBarges.
The LaBarges.
Yep.
How do I feel about that? I feel not great about that. I think both their teams are pretty good week one teams.
I think so too. Yeah.
Although Tim will be
Tim's got a
Sunday morning start. Yeah. So we do have that going for us.
You never know. He might listen to this and be like, "Hey, I'll put a waiver claim in now, so I don't have to wait till week one."
I'll bet you whatever you want.
You're probably right there.
We'll see. Weans, I like Weans to take week one from us. I like him to be the top scorer.
Where's it, Johnny's taking a go look?
Yeah. At yeah. At least, for, I guess at least for week one. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't really have good projections right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, projections are. Nice thing is, we're getting his Rams with tough matchups. They play a good offense, and the Buffalo pass defense is pretty good.
So if you ever want to be, it seems like the draft grades are really correlated to these week one projections. So,
no, but Johnny's pretty high, or is he not high?
Johnny's 11.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, his week one projection is really low. I mean, it's got Stafford crazy low, 16. But like I said, the Bills pass defense was like unreal last year. So,
well, how did Gates pass the most Goop thing ever? Gates passed Coop after the draft ended. Did you drop somebody already?
I did.
Yeah. So by dropping MBS, you fell below Gates. You were that close. That was the margin. Difference. That was the difference.
Wow.
Well, he's got no Monday night players high enough, so we won't get Monday nighted. Does Timmy? We'll see.
Are they back to doing the two Monday night games again? I don't know.
Not this year, or at least not week one.
Yeah, it's just Denver, Seattle. It's like Monday.
Yeah, Timmy doesn't have any either. I think we both do, Heino. You guys have a Denver player.
We have Judy.
Yeah. And I got DK. So our hopes will be riding on our Monday night receivers to make epic comebacks.
We shall see. We shall see.
All right, boys. I'm going to head to bed.
Yeah, nice, man. It's almost midnight there.
I'll text you some trade offers.
Tired. I can see you, Joe.
All right.
See you guys. See you later.
You guys want to keep dishing? I can switch a host.
No, we can wind it down. That's fine. Or what do you guys want? You guys call it.
A little while longer if you all want.
I'll be the last. I'll be with the last group off. So you guys tell me. It comes once a year. I can be tired tomorrow.
I'm trying to stay up, so don't go by me.
No, guys.
I'll stick around for a little while longer. A quick bathroom break for me though before I do.
Good luck.
The recording might end, so now's the time to talk as much shit as you want. I'll post whatever actually recorded after this. When's the who's posting the draft predictions pod?
Jazz?
Okay.
Jazz, man. It'll be up tomorrow morning. I'll be right back.
Nice. All right. Well, good night, fellas. Hopefully this
night, man. Great seeing you. Wish you all our best.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Have a great season.